Shalom Aleichem, welcome on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to the Shmiras HaLashon Project, to Think Before We Speak, Part 7 of 120. We've completed the preface, the intro, and now forward with the words Psicha Lehilchas Lashon Hara Urechilus. The Chafetz Chaim writes, Be'avas Hashem Yisbarach Es Amo Yisrael, as a result of the tremendous love that Hashem has for the Jewish people, v'chafetz ma'od b'tovasam, and He desires tremendously their good, l'fika herchika mikol midos ra'os, therefore He has instructed us to stay away from bad character traits, especially lashon hara and rechilos, which brings about tremendous arguing. The perspective that the Chafetz Chaim is introducing over here is a tremendous one, in that the mitzvah is actually a tremendous kindness to us, forcing us, guiding us to stay focused on purposeful thoughts and purposeful conversations that will be constructive and energizing, and telling us things that if we had the proper wisdom, we ourselves would certainly not do. But we need that wisdom of Torah to guide us, and we need that as a mitzvah so that we don't slip and do things that are actually terribly bad for us. The Chafetz Chaim describes historically from the Torah how damaging Lashon Hara and Rechilus is. He gives examples. The story of Doeg Ha'adomi and Nov Ir HaKohanim, where Doeg spoke badly about David's actions and about the cooperation that the Kohanim gave to him. He spoke this Lashon Hara to Shaul, who at the time was king, and instructed that an entire city be killed as a result of that Lashon Hara against the city and against David. Likewise, we know that the Nachash in Parshas Bereishis speaks badly about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Speaking to Chava, the Nachash expresses that somehow Hashem has restricted them from eating from the Eitz Hadas, from this tree of knowledge, because He doesn't want what's best for you, the Nachash claims. And when Chava falls into that trap of Lashon Hara, and doubts Hashem's kindness, doubts that Hashem is out for her benefit, that's when everything unravels and she slips and Adam slips. They violate the mitzvah and they introduce death into the world and they're banished from Gan Eden. So that Lashon Hara, again, we see clearly what tremendous damage it does. Chafetz Chaim addresses as well a topic that's not spoken about too much, but Yosef speaks Lashon Hara against his brothers. And even though he had heterim and he meant well, but the fact is that that Lashon Hara caused a terrible rift between the brothers and was the catalyst that they should go to Mitzrayim into exile. Finally, in the story of the Meraglim, where they speak badly about the land of Israel, the story of the spies speaking badly about the land and speaking badly about Hashem, that Hashem's plan to bring them to the promised land is not a good one. Again, we see Lashon Hara speaking badly and the tremendous destruction that it brought. Destruction on the nation, they had to stay for 40 years in the desert, and destruction that on that night where they cried, it became Tisha B'Av, the night of crying, when they get banished from the promised land. One of the secrets and techniques that could protect a person from the types of Lashon Hara that were outlined over here is a secret and a technique which the Chafetz Chaim brings later in the Sefer regarding Miriam's Lashon Hara against Moshe. The pasuk over there says, Madua lo yireisem ledaber. Why weren't you afraid to speak about Moshe? And the Chafetz Chaim infers from that a big factor in speaking Lashon Hara is that we're not being dan lekafschus, we're not giving the person the benefit of the doubt, we're not entertaining the possibility of another perspective. So that, for example, when Miriam looked at Moshe doing something that she found flawed, the claim against Miriam essentially is that she should have given it pause and thought that a person as great as Moshe might have an explanation. And similarly, with all of these cases, if a person would give Hashem the benefit of the doubt, he wants to bring us to Eretz Yisrael, where he tells us that Eitz Hadas is off limits, or David, who was known as a tzaddik, would be given the benefit of the doubt. If Nov Ir HaKohanim, the Kohanim, who could be greater than the people serving in the Mishkan, can be given the benefit of doubt, then these tragedies could have been averted. And that technique, which is described later in the Sefer, could definitely be a useful one for us in fighting Lashon Hara. In any case, the focus of the Chafetz Chaim here is to introduce that the mitzvah of Shmiras HaLashon is because Hashem loves us and He wants what's best for us and wants to avert from us the terrible destructive potential of Lashon Hara. Thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.